I wish I could remember anything from 09, but I don't. I'm sorry. Early in the season, I know we weren't playing great defense. I can't really think exactly what it was about our run defense that we weren't kind of clicking early on, but I'm sure it wasn't anything huge, one huge glaring mistake. Like I tell you guys all the time, run defense isn't about drawing up schemes. It's about us staying in our gap and making plays. So I'm sure it was just little things here or there.
In that vein, is what happened on, because the Vikings, maybe something that you guys can build on?
I mean, yeah, we need to. We sure hope so. You need to get better as the season goes. And we've been better these last 3 weeks than we were the first two, that's for sure. So we'll see. We need definitely to take the positive from it and keep moving forward.
AJ, as a veteran guy, and what are three weekends off during a regular season? How can that be beneficial?
Hopefully it's a long year, so everyone gets dinged up here or there, and you have little things that you don't want to make big things. So hopefully you can kind of keep them under control for however, every guy kind of recovers different, takes care of themselves differently. So that's big. It's weird having weekends off for sure. Today doesn't feel like a Monday for us, I think, just because of how our schedule, when you play on a Thursday, it kind of changed our whole clock up. So it's good, though. I think we're going to feel good when we get back on the field Wednesday.
We like to come in and talk about momentum and building, and we've heard the term stacking successes. Does a weekend off kind of interrupt momentum from a player perspective as well as you guys played the other night? Is it kind of difficult to take 10 days off and recapture that?
I don't think so, just because it was weird playing Thursday. It's different for us. And playing well, you want to take the momentum with you. But now, because once today it felt like any other normal Monday, it almost felt like we played yesterday. So we had a normal Monday. I know Coach talks about having regularity in your schedule or whatever it is, and I think he does a great job of that. So we're basically just robots following the leader here anyway. So we might as well. Today was just a normal Monday for us.
AJ, today's the first day the NFL's doing the HGH testing. I was wondering, any talk about that around here and just your general reaction to that?
I was not tested today. I was looking forward to giving blood. I've said for a long time I think they should be testing for it. So I don't know if anyone here was tested. No, we have no one mentioned it. I didn't know it, and today was the start. So it's good for the league. I think it's good for everyone. I've said it a million times. If you're not going to test for it, guys are going to do it. So I don't know what that number or percentage would be if guys in the league. I have no idea. But it's good. Anytime you can keep everything fair, it's good for us.
Does it help facing Joe Philbin this week? Obviously, this organization was coaching stuff.
Does it help?
Can you go to Aaron at all and get any insight? Or?
You can try. I mean, everyone always tries to get information from different guys and different teams, whether it be coaches or coordinators, players. I doubt it. I mean, he knows us really well, too. So
right.
It's kind of that whole chess match of football. So I don't know. I mean, you exhaust every measure you can. We'll see. We're always talking to quarterbacks and trying to see what's tough for you to face. That's something I always ask offensive guys. Like, what do you hate when defensive players do? So aside from that, I don't think you can get a whole lot.